This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Free ramen noodles and instant coffee. That's what the Denver Sheriff's Department is offering inmates in exchange for getting the vaccine or already being vaccinated. The incentive program is meant to slow the spread of COVID-19 in jails. Pandemic rates among inmates have risen sharply since September. Governor Polis has announced a plan for the State Department of Early Childhood, which launches in July next year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The plan aims to make the system families use to care for and educate their children vastly simpler, fairer, and more efficient and transparent. The agency will set up Colorado's new universal preschool program. Polis also highlighted $30 million to create childcare centers on college campuses so single parents can get their education. The department will try to address childcare affordability. Childcare costs roughly 10% more than average monthly rent. 70% of children under age 5 have two working parents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find more at CPR.org. We're listening to Here and Now this hour. Thank you for joining us this morning. The Biden administration has announced vaccination rules for more than 100 million Americans. Private companies with at least 100 employees will have to require workers to be fully vaccinated by January 4th or take a weekly COVID-19 test. We'll learn more up next. And later today, the Denver Film Festival kicked off last night. Coloradans are featuring prominently in the lineup, like director and CU Boulder professor Skinner Myers. He shot his feature debut on film and encourages his students to do the same.
It is a dying art. I mean, the big filmmakers can afford to shoot on it, and that's a big blessing. It's like listening to music on an LP versus like an MP3 file. Like, it does something to the subconscious.
Catch that story this afternoon during All Things Considered.